שלום, אנחנו לומדים את מאמרי שמעתי של בעל הסולם.
Hello, we're reading the articles of Shamati. We're studying Shamati 144. There is a certain people. Study materials can be found online. Shamati 144. There is a certain people. Rav, please.
Kotev Rabash. שזהו שמע מבעל הסולם.
Rabash writes that he heard it from Baal Sulam on the night of Purim. קריאת המגילה. After reading the Megillah.
ישנו עם אחד מפוזר.
There is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people. This is how it's written in the Megillah. זהו מרמד.
אמן אמר.
This is what Haman said. Haman said that in his view, we will succeed in destroying the Jews, to truly erase them, that they won't be anymore, won't exist anymore, because they are separated from one another. Hence, our power against them will certainly prevail. Our power against them will certainly prevail, as it causes separation between man and the Creator.
And
the Creator will not help them anyway, since they are separated from Him. Since they are separated. This is why Mordechai went to correct that flaw, as it is explained in the verse, the Jews gathered meaning for them all to come together in a very special community and to stand up for their lives. This means that they saved themselves by uniting. This is what happened then, before many years. This is what happened. So, again, I'll read again. Or maybe you read, Oren. Shamati 144, there is a certain people. There is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people. Haman said that, in his view, we will succeed in destroying the Jews because they are separated from one another. Hence, our power against them will certainly prevail, as it causes separation between man and the Creator. And the Creator will not help them anyway, since they are separated from Him.
And
this is why Mordechai went to correct that flaw. As it is explained in the verse, the Jews gathered, etc., to gather and to stand up for their lives. This means that they saved themselves by uniting. Meaning, it's a simple matter that we're speaking about all the time. After a few years that the nation of Israel exists, people, Jews, started to distance from each other, to disregard each other. They didn't have any unity, nothing. And of course, if so, then each one, each nation that comes to them can destroy them and erase them. And when Mordechai saw this, then he turned to the nation and explained to them that they are standing truly in a fatal situation, either life or death. And then they connected between them and revealed the inner force between them, that if they connect, they connect also with the Creator, and they also had the strength to win over, to defeat the enemies.
No, ani lo reshelot.
Well, I don't see questions. It's Kiev and Moscow. Let's start from Woman Moscow 5.
Спасибо большое, спасибо огромное, Рав, с праздником всех.
Thank you very much, thank you, Rav.
То есть ему как бы ничего не надо.
Mordechai is righteous. He doesn't need anything. And where does he get the strength from? Where does he get the strength from? Why doesn't this quality exist right now in Israel?
Mordechai is the combination of two forces. Mordechai, which is a special force. The person attends from his soul being such that he receives forces to unite the people, to be able to take them and succeed against the enemies. That's what happened back then.
Алла, Шейла, Киев.
Да, дорогой. Вот сейчас тоже мир находится такой.
Yes, the world now is seemingly in similar dramatic states like it was back then. What unity is demanded of us right now by the Creator?
Того же, абсолютно того же. То есть
the absolute same connection, meaning we all need to connect such that we will show all of humanity how we attain connection and what it gives to each of the people of this world and in the next world. That's what we need to do.
How can we show people what unity gives them? Since this is inner work in the ten, between the tens, how do we show a person what unity gives them?
If we try to attain connection, in such a way, we will evoke the bestowal of the upper light, it'll influence us, it'll bestow upon us, and then we will be able to acquire such a force that will help us get rid of our enemies in such a way that they won't dare come close to us.
Woman Kiev.
Continuation of Vlad's question. What are these, what conditions need to be there for this quality of the nation of Israel would hear Mordechai's cry that we either need to unite or death? What conditions need to be there?
Those kinds of conditions where we feel that as a result of our historical path we've attained such a goal, that result that the Creator, the nature are presenting a specific mission of attaining light between you. And in this way, ascend, arise above everyone and succeed, or here will be your end.
Every day rockets are dropping on us and pressures in life. But to say that we have a certain sensitivity, I don't know, but there's always clarifications. Is there, how do we develop that sensitivity as unity being the only way out?
Yes, that's correct. We can develop it only the way we're doing it. Between us, we scrutinize, discuss, and also try between us here and there to do all kinds of actions of connection and see how much it helps. To what extent it brings good to every person and to the whole nation.
Woman Mac.
Здравствуйте, дорогой и любимый Рав.
Дорогой учитель, что такое какие-то усилия в нашем объединении in our work in the 10 in the world Kli?
Когда мы соберемся вместе и нас притягивает
when we think of how to connect together, and this action draws us
by
its quality, meaning that we would be in the degree of the Creator and be able to bestow upon all of nature that will become connected under our efforts. And then we're undefeatable. And humanity will see how we need to operate according to our example. And we'll also yearn for connection, and the whole world will rise to the degree of the Creator.
Around such a huge holiday, how do we correctly place ourselves in the environment in order to prepare ourselves?
Ничего другого не надо.
Do you have a group?
Yeah, that's one, of course.
So that's it, you don't need anything else.
Намерение должно покрывать все желания.
What does it mean that the intention needs to cover all the desires?
All the desires that can awaken in a person in advance need to be under the intention in order to bestow. Under the intention to connect.
Далее. Ну, посмотрим. Woman Mac 98.
Добрый день. Получается, что народом Израиля от Амена, а от Амана надо только тактильное желание и потребность. Как получить эти свойства?
Sorry to hear.
Я очень плохо вас слышу.
I hear you really badly.
Может, кто-то другой задаст вопрос?
Maybe someone else can ask the question for you.
Не знаю, эхо. Я потом задам.
Хорошо.
Okay, I'll ask later.
Woman Mac 56. Woman Mac 56.
Да, дорогой Раф, здравствуйте. Вот в статье говорится, что действия против них нашей силой. Вот знаю, значит, силы созданы Творцом для того, чтобы мы сблизились.
We know that all of our strength comes from the Creator for us to come closer to the Creator. What are these actions against them? Is it talking about here?
Мы сильны только в том, что когда объединяемся.
Connection. We are strong only when we're connected. Otherwise, we have no forces.
Да, но именно вот по статье, если вот
specifically
здесь говорится.
In the article, it says that
насколько они разделены друг с другом.
Because they're separated from one another, hence our power against them will certainly prevail.
Да. Так что вы хотите спросить?
Что это за наши силы, которые они хотят победить нас, и то, что ведь это...
What are these powers that want to defeat us and separate us from the Creator?
В нашу среду и разделить нас.
If we want to enter into our... they want to enter into our environment and separate between us, so we won't be connected between us. In such a manner, we are also separated from the Creator. In such a case, they can do with us whatever they feel like.
But this is the force that's helping us, created by the Creator?
No, how's that?
Мы должны объединяться для того, чтобы
we need to connect
в общее объединение мировое
in order to incorporate in the world the general connection for it to all to be created around us, and accordingly our common force will become a spiritual force, a spiritual force. We don't need anything else besides that.
This force makes a desire to unite in us?
Yes, we start to understand that our forces are only, our power is only in connection.
Think of this story from the Megillah. It sounds a bit strange. It starts right in the middle. Suddenly there is this voice of someone and decides that the nation is dispersed and we need to kill it. Why does it happen this way, that they're scattered?
Haman is not some guy that's coming from the side. Haman is known also by history and also according to the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's a special force that has the possibility of slicing the people of Israel into pieces, into parts, and then we would be greatly weakened.
That's clear, but in the story, he doesn't say why. Why suddenly someone wakes up in the morning and decides that he needs to weaken us?
Okay. Okay, Tadalba.
Because that's how it's written. So, okay, there's nothing to argue about that.
Woman's pain.
Yeah, maestro. Un abrazo grande y que esté mejor. La pregunta es la siguiente. Si la conexión...
Mikhail, wishing you to feel better. Question. If the connection is constant...
Es constante.
When there's a true intention for a connection... And then it becomes constant.
The intention of connection holds on to the one force that the Jews want to attain between everyone and emerges from all the boundaries of Israel. And then no one can harm them.
Muy bien. Muchas gracias.
Woman Turkey 5.
Dear Rav, my friend's question is, fiziksel yaşamda hayatta kalmak kişinin kendisi ve yakın çevresine bağlı. Manevi hayatın sürdürülebilirliği de kişinin kendisi ve
survival
fizikseldeki kendimiz
physical
maneviyatta kendimizi nasıl matter
that a person survives by his survival depends on his environment. How can we distinguish between ourselves and our physical survival and ourselves surviving in spirituality, and if there's a connection between the two of them?
Wherever there is spiritual survival, there's also physical survival. Because spirituality is higher than corporeality. Therefore, first we need to think about spiritual unification between us. And then we will also reach connection and unity, which are spiritual. Okay?
Woman Moscow 6.
Спасибо, Раф. Что нам не хватает?
Thank you, Raf. What are we lacking in order to unite to such an extent, in order to be an example for the world?
What are we missing?
Нам не хватает
to be an example to the world. We're missing to come closer to one another.
Уничтожить все плохие мысли.
To try and destroy all the foreign thoughts and desires that exist between us, from each of us towards all the others. And this is how we have to act and move forward to quickly acquire the forces to gather speed of connection so that in this action we'll be able to spread all our contradicting intentions and connect.
Latin Stemisri.
Maestro, buenos días. ¿Cómo el pueblo judío llega a la conclusión del arrepentimiento? ¿Cómo ellos llegan a identificar esta carencia?
How does the Jewish nation come to the agreement that they need to repent? How do they identify this?
They don't really identify it. You see, there were several cases where our haters came to us with and truly killed and destroyed all that we had. That's why we weren't very ready. But yes.
Disculpe, leí que hay dos fuerzas, un despertar de arriba y un despertar de abajo, y el creador.
I read that there's two forces awakening from below and above, and the Creator interferes in order to support Israel. How do they unite around the Creator's interference and they come out of this problem?
It's all in prayer, as we each want to come out of his ego and connect with all the rest of the people that want to unite and ask the Creator to help us, to help us connect as one man in one heart.
Yes. Buenos días. El pueblo judío se refiere a los que estamos estudiando en el camino de la Torah, o es el pueblo judío.
Is the Jewish nation, does it mean someone who is in the path of studying Torah, or is it talking about the Jewish nation?
This is talking about the Jewish people and also people who want to be in such an action against Haman.
Woman Mark 26.
Дорогой Раф.
Dear Raf, we know that the righteous is one who completely justifies and knows and sees everything in wholeness. And, but in this story, Mordechai is the righteous. And he saw this flaw, the separation in the nation at, in that moment. Does that make him a wicked?
Why?
Because the righteous sees only wholeness.
Праведник видит картину такой, как она есть.
No, no, the righteous sees the picture as it is. It's not that his eyes are shut.
Праведник он в том, как он поступает. Но то, что он видит абсолютно...
The righteous is in how he behaves. But what he sees the real picture of all of reality.
In the group, we try to close our eyes to see everything is corrected. And it could be that we're missing certain corrections if we would just would be with closed eyes all the time.
Я не понимаю, Таня, что ты хочешь сказать.
I don't understand what you're trying to ask.
It's just that we know that according to the method, we're always justifying and seeing the group in wholeness.
It
turns out that if we're always in such a state, then we can miss out on certain corrections.
Of course, because you're saying that we're always in some cloud.
No, it's not like that at all. В каком состоянии мы находимся?
We check ourselves in a clear manner, in what state we're in. Each of us and each of us towards the others, and whether there's a connection.
Значит, мы у нас есть духовная
сила.
Мы можем что-то делать. Если этого нет,
then we have spiritual power. We can do something. If we can't advance, then we can't do anything.
Thank you, Rav. Simply, I'm just bumping into such things that even such flaws that there's a mess or something's not organized. We justify it and say that it's great and it needs to be this way. The Creator gave it to us this way.
No, no.
It turns out that we're as if stopping our development, as it seems to me.
We need to come so close between us to the extent that we will become as one man, resembling the Creator. That's the connection that needs to be between us.
Ita. Не слышно, не слышно.
We don't hear you. We don't hear you. We don't hear you.
Микрофон.
Your microphone.
Ло.
No.
Woman Mag 113.
Здравствуйте, мировое Кли.
Здравствуйте, мировой учитель. Hello, world, скажите, teacher.
Если в десятке,
if in the ten, each day,
мира для мира,
we ask for peace in the world, will it help the connection? Will it be correct?
Yes, of course.
Thank you, dear teacher. I wish you health.
Buongiorno, caro Rav, grazie sempre. For us, is a beautiful example of union with the aim of living united with the Creator at the center. How to feel very deep the choice of life or death.
For us, it's a beautiful example of union with the aim of living united with the Creator at the center. How to feel the choice of life or death.
We can come to a state where we will see these things truly in practice. That if we connect, we have a state of upliftment, of ascent all the way to the degree of the Creator. And if we distance from one another, then we fall to hell and through it to something terrible.
Rav, we feel the union with the people of Israel. So it's because we feel the life upon.
Yes.
Thank you.
Because the people of Israel first must unite and to draw upon itself all the other nations, for them to all connect together, and then in such a way he can cause the whole world to reach a general connection. That's what we need to do.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Woman Kiev 7.
Спасибо, дорогой Рав. Подскажите, как на вашем уровне
объединение
становится как творчество?
In our connection, do we become like the Creator?
When we get to it, you'll feel. We become such that we love one another.
Тбилиси.
Добрый день, дорогой Рав.
Good day, dear Rav. World Queen. Dear beloved Rav. We don't need to even make things up or fantasize, but just like it's written in the article, in that exact feeling, we're in it right now. First of all, gratitude to the Creator for Mordechai in you, which is calling us out to unity. Question, dear Rav. We have this opportunity that on the 23rd we're all gathering for the holiday of Purim. Physically we're gathering. How can each one of us become like Mordechai in this gathering and to call the group for unity, since the group is our world?
A person that feels that the most important thing is connection between all the people is called Mordechai. From the word Moldro.
That
he draws from above the force of the Creator that connects between people.
И поэтому в таком действии есть возможность победить.
That's why in such an action there is the possibility of defeating the most flawed of all forces.
Which means we all need to engage in this in Purim in order to bring the group to correction.
Well, it's not just in Purim, throughout the year.
We want already in this Purim to reach correction.
At first you try to do it as for one special moment and then all together.
No, not like that. We correct it and then correct the whole world.
No problems, be healthy.
Мы видим, 5:22.
Шалом, Рав. Шалом, хаверим.
Шалом, Рав, and friends.
Рав, ратите
лишь. Hello, Саба.
Рав, I wanted to ask, seemingly the punishments that we receive from above, there is a result of our incorrect outlook. When we see the world in a bad way, it's because we simply are incapable of seeing the good in it.
Yes, that's exactly how it is, of course.
For example, there were prophets which were sent by the Creator, and they nonetheless warned them. How could it be someone who's holy can see bad in the world?
There's nothing you can do about it. If a person rises upwards and sees two forces, the force of good and the force of bad, and the relations between them, then he explains to us. It's all created from two forces. Yes.
Woman Max 67.
Good day, dear teacher. Question and continuation of Tanya from Mark 26 and the friends from Tbilisi. How do we speculate the name of the Creator, but seeing all of the flaws in the group and to justify him like a prophet?
No, we can't.
You can't justify where you see the bad. But in parallel, you can operate as a righteous.
What does it mean to act like a righteous?
Meaning relate to people with love.
Meaning with mercy and understanding.
Woman have to.
Yes, yes.
Todara.
Thank you, Rav. In continuation of the question that we influence the whole world through our connection in the Ten. Now, basically, if we see the whole external world is collapsing and the state in the Ten is everything's okay, we're all connected. Is it, first of all, is that state okay? Can there be such a difference? Because one should be a reflection of the other, no?
A good state is only the end of correction. All the rest of the states are not good states. What are you asking beyond that, Shelley?
I'm asking, in the 10, everything's okay. Everyone's playing as if we are connected. There's this calm. So how, in continuation of the Tanya from Mark 26, how do we not miss out on our correction in the Ten, to see the flaws and to correct them, such that it will also influence the whole world?
We need to daily do critique on our groups, in what state in general our group is in. What's the attitude of the friends, men, women, towards their group state, and from that to continue onwards?
How do we do this daily critique? We don't have such a daily order in this way, and there's maybe also, it's not desired to do such things in the Ten.
I don't know. Ask the managers about that.
This needs to be like a general process of the whole Ten?
It could be that, yes.
Continuation of Tanya's question, I wanted to know. We often hear that faith above reason is seemingly not seeing the flaws, but it's not really faith above reason then.
No, faith above reason is when a person, contrary to what he sees and studies, goes above that.
How do we do it so that we will be able to check our state and take into account that we don't see certain shortcomings, but not to fall into this, not to just fall into this like we do in work? How do we put these two things together with faith above reason, that we also correct something, or try to implement certain corrections for there to be more unity, and that we are also going, moving on our path. Where is it, this delicate matter here?
First, we need to study our state, our attitude towards the friends, and to see whether we're in plus or minus. And in accordance with that, relate to the friends and to the Creator. As needed, in order to reach a corrected group. And to constantly follow this.
This examination, there's pitfalls that anyone could just tell you, this is your flaw, this is why you see it. So that's why these examinations don't quite work.
No one has the right to be involved with another. The way a person defines things, that's how it is.
Selam Rav, selam dostlarım. Onunla da birleşmek için hem fikir olmadığımız konuları konuşmaya ihtiyacımız var mı? Açıklayabilir misiniz?
Do we need to talk about issues that we disagree on in order to unite in the ten? Because I'm not sure that we're advancing correctly when each one is just doing inner work.
You need to talk about it.
Woman Tbilisi.
Здравствуйте, Раб. Скажите, пожалуйста, вот евреи решили объединиться.
Jews united to unite. Out of fear that Haman wouldn't
какого рода это страх был, животного уровня или духовного?
What level of fear was this, on an animalistic level or spiritual level?
До духовного.
Starting with the lowest animalistic fear to the highest spiritual one.
At that moment, they didn't have a connection with the Creator since they weren't united.
You won't be able to understand that. I can't go any deeper in this. We won't have enough time. Write down. And from time to time, ask me these questions.
Thanks, Rav. Maybe in continuation of the question that the friend asked now. Why basically do we need to get corporeal blows from the Creator really to reach the threshold of extermination in order to unite or even to remember to do this? Why does it need to come as one against the other, these corporeal blows against the desire to connection?
Because as it is written, we are a stiff-necked people, stubborn. It's why we can't come closer to one another and connect. And besides that, we need great forces that will impact us, and accordingly we will feel what it is, the bad in us, and how we raise ourselves from us to him, from the bad to good.
I'm asking because seemingly towards people that don't study the wisdom of Kabbalah, then it turns out that connection is a means and you choose it in order to remain in life in this world and not in order to reveal the Creator.
That's nonsense. I don't want to talk in such a way. That's talking about, the way you're talking is like people who don't understand anything.
But how do we explain it to them?
We don't explain. Or if you're going to explain, then write it really well. Read it a few times, and if it seems to you, then try to explain.
How do you explain connection without the Creator?
Ma'am, I'm not interested in talking to you anymore. Do you understand?
Woman, Max 62. Woman, Max.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Раф, мировой клей.
Hello, dear Raf, world clay. Question from the 10. In continuation
Rav Maskov Selen's question. It turns out that the advancement of the 10 depends on unity. How do we correctly work on connecting these common relations? Where is the place where there won't be this pressure of the friends, since feeling the world and these pressures of the world are all different? How do we do it so we don't cause rejection, but that we'll have these constructive motivations, improving relations?
Если вы объясняете своим товарищам, откуда у вас такие вопросы?
If you explain to your friends where you're getting such questions, I think they will understand you and relate to you with patience.
If we look at it from the point of view that I see something that's not corrected, I correct myself. And if I see something that's unpleasant from my point of view, then I correct myself. Is it so?
Подруги, соответственно, тоже, в свою очередь, нужно исправлять себя, свои свойства.
Да.
And the friends, in their turn, need to also correct themselves, their qualities.
Спасибо большое.
Yes.
And then we'll have a strengthening of our connection.
Yes.
Thank you, Rav Bibo.
Buenos días, Rav. Buenos días, amigos. Una pregunta de una amiga. Las mujeres en su rol, ¿cómo podemos ser como la reina Esther y unir el pueblo de Israel?
Question of a friend. People in their roles, how can they be like Queen Esther and unite the nation of Israel?
Please start working on this and you'll see that it's possible.
Woman Turkey 7.
Selam sevgiler, selam sevgili dostlar. Artarak büyüyen her şeyi kendim için isteme hali karşısında onluğum gerçekten sevgi ve bağa dönük inanılmaz
bir şey. See for myself is always increasing and I feel that I'm running away from connection. I see that my ten is making great efforts towards love and bonding and I'm running away from this. Question is, why does one run away from love and connection?
זה מאוד מנוגד לטבע שלנו.
It's really opposing our nature.
Ну, вопрос такой. Спроси.
Woman Mach 97.
Women Mach 97.
Дорогой учитель, с какого момента народ
называется? Dear teacher, from what moment is the nation called Israel? From the moment of coming out of Egypt, standing in front of Mount Sinai, or the reception of the Torah?
На высшую связь с Творцом.
When they aim themselves to the upper connection with the Creator.
Woman Mach 25.
Дорогой Раф, а в нашем распространении мы тоже должны
need to make the emphasis that we all need to unite, and this is the main exit out of all problems, wars, etc.
Обязательно.
Yes, and necessarily so.
Woman, Ukraine.
Yes, necessarily.
Дорогой Раф, у меня два вопроса.
Dear, I have two questions from my two beloved friends. First one, what is that quality of Esther which unites the nation?
Esther is Astara, concealment.
Why is it female? What does it teach us?
Because it's
of female nature. It's a quality from the nature, from the female aspect.
Is there a difference between Jews?
Yes, there is. The Hebrews are kind of like indirect. And the Jew is already from the word Judah. It's one of the tribes.
Woman Kafkaz 1.
Спасибо, Раф. Вот мера желания получать — это включение чужие желания.
The extent of desire to receive is connecting to other desires. As if there's two paths to connecting to the deficiency. There is this dark path and suffering in which we just suffocate within our dirt. And then there's also this measure of inescapability, this totality of the Creator. And there's this something terrible. And then there's also the story that opens and enlightens this whole drama, and as if a miracle happens, it all turns into something holy. What is this miracle?
Yes, a miracle is when you start to feel that there is the quality of love and bestowal in the world.
Can we say it's like these two paths of In Its Time and Our Wisdom?
No.
Yes. Hello, dearest Rav. You are most precious to me. Rav, we seem to be missing some necessary ingredient. If we don't come upon this, whatever this ingredient is, should we be preparing ourselves for a major blow, or is it just not good to think that way?
Yes, this component is the feeling of the Creator.
Can I ask?
Yes, Motik.
Thank you, Rav.
Yes.
What is the reason for Esther fasting today? What is the spiritual reason for that?
That if we want to perform some spiritual action, we disconnect from the body, rise above the body, seemingly to the heaven, and there we pray. There we talk with the Creator. Therefore, there's always before such actions, big ones, important ones, there's the fast.
You have students who want to follow everything that happens in Israel. What? I had it yesterday and I decided to fast today. What should be that intention?
That
you want to feel the upper force. Holding us together and creating from us a spiritual vessel of bestowal. And then each of us will be connected inside this assembly, inside this vessel. In this way, we will rise to the Creator.
Thank you.
Mark 25.
Здравствуйте, учитель. Учитель, мы в Англии тоже собираемся где-то в количестве 10 человек.
Я хотел бы... We're also gathering about 10 people. I wanted to ask, how in our unity in small groups should we come to such a feeling that we are part of that big common Israel that's fighting Haman? How do we do this work?
I can't answer that now, in one word.
У вас есть руководитель, который у нас находится?
Да.
Do you have someone that is like your coordinator that's here?
Yeah.
So address him so he'll send you books, show you where it's written, the order of actions, and everything will be fine.
If we'll come to this feeling internally, will this be some kind of a common feeling of the Creator?
German.
Yes.
Ich den Zustand von Haman in mir selber erkenne.
Do I need to understand that I myself, or to find within myself the state called Haman? Do I need to see that I'm in that state of Haman?
It might be so. If you ask to see the truth, then you'll see the truth. It could be that there's part of Haman there.
Und yes. Nachdem, ja, wenn ich sage, ich bin Haman und lasst diesen Haman vom König aufhängen.
Okay, so I'm saying then, okay, I am Haman and let the king hang this Haman.
Und seine Söhne.
And his sons.
Und yes, danach yes. Kommt jetzt hinzu vom Schöpfer.
And afterwards, after this, we get the restriction from the Creator?
No, 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 no. It's not in such a way. First of all, don't think about the fact that by me now receiving blows, then I am already holy and I'm rising above to upper degrees.
Der Zustand muss im Zehner enthüllt werden, im gesamten Zehner, der Zustand des Hamans.
And do we need to attain the state of Haman in the entire ten?
Okay, that's yes. The Arbeit, ja?
So that's the work.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Woman Mark 69.
Дорогой Рав, шалом. Шалом,
мир. Hello. Hello, World Kali.
Что со мной делал и делает
мой
Аман?
My inner Haman is doing, and did, out of tears, I come to want the corrected vessels. But this, again, this is a beastly fear because I'm in pain. How do I turn this into something spiritual? Because I don't want to ask for myself anymore, but I cannot cope with it. How do I turn it into a spiritual intention?
Ask however you can, and you'll see that gradually your prayers will change and will be more spiritual. And then it'll come out that the Creator will ascend you, will raise you upwards.
Thank you, Rav. We'll try.
You
answered one of the questions that each one works with his own reactions. When there's an expectation and then emotions come out, there's either this explosion or we run away from the work. Should we clarify such situations? What helps us in certain those moments to rise above and when we don't use such things?
It's worthwhile.
So we can do these things consciously in the 10 and study from it?
Yes, and write it down. And then after some time, look at those notes and see what you wrote, whether today we can correct it and advance with it or not.
Ita.
Dear Rav, if you meet with the people of Israel, do we also meet with the Creator, or do we have to do another personal work?
Thank you.
If we unite with the people of Israel, do we also become united with the Creator, or do we have to do another personal work?
No, that's enough.
Hello, Anne.
Merhaba, selam Rav.
No, there isn't.
ki ben beni fiziksel hayattaki tüm tehlikelerden, kötülüklerden koruyor.
My corporeal eye protects me from all the dangers and evils in the corporeal life. Question is there a spiritual eye that protects me from the dangers and evils in the spiritual life?
Ken?
Yes. Seemingly yes.
Turkey free men. Okay.
Men Turkey 3.
Shalom, Rav.
Shalom.
Rav, I wanted to ask from the perspective of the righteous. When Mordechai inside us wants to overcome the Haman or fight against Haman, he knows that force of Haman is coming from the Creator. Or Moshe was afraid of Pharaoh. But he also knew that Creator is behind it, and Creator told to him, come to the Pharaoh, come, and I am behind him. So how can righteous place himself that at the same time he will know that Creator is behind this evil, but at the same time, I will fight and overcome this. How to build this balance, this relation to the overcoming evil?
The way you said it. Just continue and you'll see that once you'll go on this side, and the other and another time on the other side, and eventually you'll succeed.
I also want to add one more thing, Rob. When we seal all these conditions and state in the Torah, in the degrees, evil is happy or joyful or getting and receiving what he wants. Evil is strong. But righteous is always going through like states to states, going inside of the traps, crying and demanding from the Creator with tears. Righteous is feeling himself weak. Righteous is feeling dependent to the Creator. But evil doesn't feel dependent. Evil feels that I have power and I get it. But righteous knows that without tears, without demand to Creator, I am no one, I have nothing. Why it have to be like this? Why righteous is the one always pressured or squeezed? I hope you're feeling me.
Yes, everything is correct what you're saying, because the force that a righteous goes against the evil, against Haman, is the force of the Creator. And therefore, to the extent in which he feels himself as weak, and all his forces are in being connected to the Creator, with that he moves forward and succeeds. Eventually he succeeds. We're also like that. Okay, friends, all the best to you. And may you have a happy day.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much, Rav. Thank you, everyone. Pay attention, friends. We're increasing joy. And dear friends, you're invited to Unity Day for Purim. It's going to take place on Saturday, the 23rd of March. For details, enter convention.kli.one. And our schedule for today, Thursday, we're reading from the study of the Tzen Sefirot in 1730. In 1930, we're reading from the Zohar. One will listen.